There are several reasons for this. Part of it is the extent of Athenian resources, that is the navy, the financial resources, that while there were also rebellions within the Athenian Empire, several important islands had revolted, Euboea, Thasos, cities in Ionia, such as Miletus, the island polis of Chios. Nonetheless, many of the lesser cities remained loyal to Athens out of fear of their larger neighbors. And the Athenians took resolute actions to prevent the breakout of revolts in many of the cities. In 411 BC, there was actually a conspiracy put afoot on the island of Samos, which was the base of the Athenians. It was orchestrated by the Spartan navarch in Miletus, and that would have been Astyochus, not Mindarus, Astyochus. It's early in 411. And it's put down brutally. The Samians get wind of it, they arrest and execute the oligarchs, and remain loyal to Athens. And the Athenians actually pass a special law that gives the Samians what is known as isopoliteia, that is equal political rights with Athenians in recognition of this action. In any case, the Athenians still had considerable financial, military, and even manpower resources if they were willing to draw on their allies and to hire mercenaries. The Peloponnesians at the same time had considerable resources. They had a very sizable fleet, which would grow to some 85 triremes at Miletus. Many of those crews were actually quite good, especially the 20 Syracusan ships commanded by Hermocrates. And the Spartans were getting quite adept at collecting money from their allies. They had a system of contributions that had long been in place. They had means of ordering allies to construct ships. And above all, they showed that they had officers, navarchs, who were capable of commanding these complicated coalition fleets. The Spartans were not as inept as usually believed in many accounts. In late 411 BC, after the political events in Athens had played themselves out, the new navarch, who assumed command in the midsummer of 411, Mindarus, who arrived at Miletus, decided to move his fleet into the Hellespont. It was now time to make the great strategic move. That move by Mindarus, he had sent a squadron commanded by a Megarian officer by the name of Helixis earlier. That move was intended to force a decisive battle or a series of decisive battles in the narrow waters of the Hellespont because the Athenians could not risk the interruption of the grain trade coming in from the Black Sea. Strategically, this operation was pretty well planned. The advance squadron that had arrived some weeks before Mindarus showed up had raised rebellions in such important cities as Byzantium. And it's no accident that a Megarian had been chosen to command this squadron because Byzantium was a Megarian colony. It also had led to the defection of the city of Cyzicus on the shores of Asia Minor, on the Sea of Marmara, the Propontis, a Milesian colony, and one of the great ports of the whole region, and would be enormously important in the Roman age. There were also rebellions at Abydos and Sestos, the two cities that controlled the narrows of the Hellespont. That's where Xerxes built his bridge of ships. It is still the point where one crosses between European and Asiatic Turkey by the ferries today. Abydos is today Trinakali, which is very important. It had been an important military installation during the First World War for the Turkish Navy. So these cities broke out in rebellion, and these cities threatened to interrupt that grain route. And by the late summer of 411 BC, when Mindarus entered the Hellespont with a sizable fleet, the Athenians based at Samos had no choice but to follow. Thrasybulus took the initiative. He actually detached Alcibiades to the southeast, to Rhodes. There were still fears of a Persian intervention. They weren't quite sure whether Tissaphernes would deliver or not. And the main Athenian forces moved into the Hellespont. And in a battle of secondary importance, it wasn't really the decisive battle, but at Sinosema, which is in the Hellespont, Thrasybulus caught Mindarus's fleet and handed him a sharp defeat. It was a tactical defeat. It drove the Spartans back to Abydos. It secured Sestos as an Athenian base. And it was enough of a victory that it probably resulted in the restoration of the full democracy in Athens. That's one argument. Certainly it boded well for the Athenians. After nearly 3 years of indecisive fighting and then all of the losses in Sicily, the Athenians were now back on the seas and had defeated a superior Peloponnesian fleet. Alcibiades, when he realized that there were no Persian forces coming, relocated to the Hellespont. And early in the spring of 410 BC,